Hello, my name is B. Martin, and I'm glad to be back with you again to continue this series of discussions that we've been having on barriers to spiritual growth. I've tried to give a definition of what I understand spiritual growth to be over the last couple of lessons, and here's what I've kind of come up with. First of all, spiritual growth has to do with coming to know God more, growing in my relationship with God, knowing more about what His thoughts are, what His desires are, what He likes, what He dislikes. And as I become to know God more, that I also express to God more about me. Even though God knows all that I am and what I'm thinking, even before I think it, what I feel, even before I feel it, there's something about this interaction with the, as I'm getting to know God more, that I'm also opening myself up more to God and sharing with Him my thoughts and my dreams, my desires, so that in participating in this relationship together, that I'm becoming to know Him more. I'm also sharing more of myself with Him. And then that we're growing in my relationship with God. And in growing my relationship with God, I'm also growing spiritually. But the second part of spiritual growth, I think, is also has to do with me becoming more like God. That as I interact with God in this intimate relationship with Him, and that also I am allowing Him to fill me with His thoughts, with His desires, and begin to change me so that I begin to think more like He thinks and feel more like He feels. And that in this growing spiritually, that I begin to imitate God in how I live my life. So as I examine my life and think about the fact that am I growing spiritually, I really think these two things work hand in hand together. The fact that I, first of all, am growing deeper in my relationship with God and knowing Him and revealing more of myself to Him, but also in the sense in which I'm becoming more like Him, that He is changing me on the inside so that I can become more like Him on the outside. As we have discussed in earlier lessons, I feel like in my own life, there are often times that I put barriers in which hinder me from growing spiritually. Things, concepts, lifestyles in which I allow to work in such a way that I'm not growing spiritually anymore, when these things are standing in the way between me knowing God more and becoming more like God. I have shared with you at least six things that I have identified that God has allowed me to identify in my life when I am not growing spiritually. And here are the six things that we've talked about over the last couple of lessons. First of all, one of the barriers that I know that I put in my life is procrastination. A second barrier is complacency. The third barrier we talked about is meaningless living. The fourth barrier is fear. The fifth barrier I put down in my own life is what I call heartless living. And then the sixth barrier that we discuss is just a sinful lifestyle. As I think about these six barriers in my own life, I know over the years at different times I allow these things to build themselves up so that I begin to feel more distance from God. And when these things begin to grow and I begin to build these things between me and God, I know that I'm not close to Him. I know that I'm not becoming who He wants me to be. And in turn, I begin to not live the way that God wants me to live, how God has created me to live. So when God gives me His Spirit and the conviction and understanding to identify which barrier is hindering me, it's really at this point that I begin to have to be aware of what do I need to do in order to knock down these barriers. And over the years of spending time with God and in His Word, He's given me some things that has challenged me, but has also encouraged me to knock down these walls, knock down these barriers, so that they don't stand in the way of me growing spiritually, growing to know God more and growing to be more like Him. So in this particular time together, I'd really like to share some of the things that God has challenged and encouraged me with to knock down these barriers and hope that in some way that God can use this to help you as well. When I think about the barrier of procrastination, that's really just kind of putting things off so that I'm really not growing in relationship with God. I put things off. I delay in really doing the things that I know I should be doing. So instead of having a procrastinating type of lifestyle, God has challenged me to have a proactive lifestyle. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 60, the psalmist says this, "I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands." the psalmist understood the whole concept of putting things off and being obedient to God. And he made a vow to God that he would not wait. He would not delay. He would not hasten. He would not put things off that he knew that God wanted him to do in order to be obedient to him, in order to honor him. And I believe that's also something that God has challenged me with over the years. When it comes to putting things off, to procrastinating, that I should be more proactive, that I should be thinking, okay, God, what is it that you're needing me to do in order to grow more in relationship with you? And that I'd be more proactive in knowing that he wants me to spend time in his word. He wants me to pray. He wants me to be with other brothers and sisters to encourage each other to grow spiritually. He's wanting me to serve. And in serving, I become more like him because I know that's why God sent his son Jesus to come. And that's to serve. And I become more like him when I am serving, when I am forgiving and being loving and patient with other people. I know these are things, these are commands in which God has called all of us to be obedient to. But I know that there are times that when I do procrastinate and I put these things off, I'm not growing spiritually. So if I would really make the vow that the psalmist makes here in Psalm 119, verse 60, and really commit to God and say, I will not hasten. I will not delay. I will not put things off. I will be more proactive in my lifestyle in spending time in the Word and praying and fellowshipping with the body of believers. I know when I am doing that, that I am in a position in which the environment in which I am in, God can help grow me spiritually. And I will be more intimate with him in my conversation in prayer and Bible study when I don't put these things off. So as a challenge to myself and hopefully as an encouragement challenge to you, I think the question is, are we proactive in our relationship with God? Are we proactive in doing the things that we know we should be doing to grow spiritually? Or are we putting those things off? This is really the challenge that I believe that God gives me, that I need to be more proactive. I need to not delay, as the psalmist says, in obeying God's commands so that I can grow to know him more and grow to become more like him. So a proactive lifestyle is what I say that God challenges us to have so that we don't build up the wall of being procrastinating in our relationship with God, but that we're proactive in the sense that we are not waiting, not putting off, not delaying in obeying God's commands. The second barrier that I've talked about has been complacency, and that's really this negative attitude in which we feel like, you know, we don't need to grow anymore, we don't need to change anymore, or that we don't want to change or want to grow anymore. That everything's going great and everything's lined up the way that they should be lined up in my life, and I'm feeling good and happy about how things are going. So we begin to not think about God as much and be complacent in our thoughts and in our heart and in our actions. And then so we begin to drift away from God because we really aren't focused with him. And the challenge that God has given me in trying to overcome and destroy this barrier of complacency in my life is having a life that I called a committed lifestyle. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 61, Solomon is talking to the people and really challenging them on living a life that would bring honor to God. And he kind of ends this challenge to them by saying this, "But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands." This concept of our hearts being fully committed. And I know when I am fully committed to God, I won't become complacent. I won't just be kind of going through life thinking that everything's going great and losing interest in God because I find myself living a lifestyle that does nothing that's really honoring God. And when I am in a situation where I'm like that and being complacent in relationship with God, being complacent in growing spiritually, that wall begins to build strong in my life. I know what I need to do. And thankful for the time that the Spirit of God will convict me and say, okay, B, how committed are you right now? Are you just living life just to please yourself? Or are you living your life in order to honor God the Father? And often when that challenge of commitment comes to my life, I can see that. I know when I'm living a committed lifestyle because God begins to consume more of my thoughts, more of my desire. He begins to lead me, and I believe his Holy Spirit begins to lead me to do and to think and to feel things, to say things that I know would be honoring to God, that I'm not being complacent. I'm being committed in the sense of wanting to live my life fully to bring glory and honor to him. And I don't know about you, if there's times in your life that you feel that way, but I know there's times in my life where I know I'm complacent, when I'm not really fully committed to being who God wants me to be and growing to know God the way that I really should. And in understanding that this commitment to know God doesn't stem from some sense of trying to earn my salvation, of trying to do good enough so that God will give me his grace, because as I've mentioned before, we can't do that. We are only saved by God's grace through our faith in who God is and what he's done for us through Jesus Christ. But in the sense of which that we are saved by God, that we are motivated, we are committed and driven to know God more, to become more like God, because we want to show our appreciation to God for who we believe that he is, the creator and redeemer, the savior, the love of our souls, but also what he has done for us. We want to show that appreciation and give him thanks for allowing his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins and rise again. So we live a life being committed to knowing him and becoming more like him, because we know in doing so we are expressing our appreciation to God, but that also in turn we are growing spiritually, knowing God more and becoming more like him. So that is a challenge that God has given me, to knock down this wall of being complacent, and that is to have this committed lifestyle in its place. The third barrier that I mentioned to you before is meaningless living. And that's when we're just kind of involved in doing things that really have no eternal value to them. And realizing that we're always going to be involved in some things that we see as being petty, or things that being routine that we think, okay, does this really have some significance spiritually? But the reality really behind this meaningless living comes from what Solomon talked about in the book of Ecclesiastes. When he talked about just living life, pursuing things, money, position, fame, value in some way in the eyes of other people, popularity, that we live our lives in such a way that we're trying to impress others. These type of meaningless pursuits, it's like a chasing after wind, Solomon said. We'll never catch them. And even when we think that we do, there's something else out there that we feel like we need to hunger more for. But all these things are empty really in our lives, because they're meaningless, because they have no eternal value to them. And so the challenge to us in this is that we don't live our lives consumed in this meaningless living, but that we begin to switch that, and God begins to challenge us to, instead of having a meaningless lifestyle, to really have a mission-minded lifestyle. I look at the life of Jesus, and he wasn't involved in meaningless living. It's because he had a mission. He knew why he was here, and he was committed to complete that mission while he was here on the earth. Jesus says in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." He also said in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." I'm really convinced that because Jesus had this mission-minded lifestyle, he didn't get himself caught up with this meaningless living, because he knew why he was here, and he was committed to doing and being obedient to his Father, even to the point of death. And I believe that same challenge should be for us as well. And I know in my life, when I'm involved in this meaningless living, that I'm living with a mission that's more focused on bringing me pleasure, bringing me happiness, bringing me joy, bringing me fulfillment. And that's what meaningless living really is geared toward. It's all about me. And in doing so, I find myself not growing spiritually, because I'm so consumed and so involved, so busy with doing things that are going to somehow bring something more to me. And they have the end of being empty. They have the end of having really no mission other than pleasing myself. And that mission will always lead to destruction. So to combat that, to destroy, to knock down the barrier of meaningless living being in my life to hinder me from growing spiritually, I believe God challenges me to have more of a mission-minded lifestyle like Jesus did, and to know that really I'm here for the reason that Jesus was here, and that is to seek those who are lost, and it's to serve those who need to be served, to know that I am not here to be served, but I am here to serve other people in the name of Jesus. And when I have that type of mindset, this mission mindset, I will be living my life with a focus in which will be given to glorifying God, not myself, but to honor him. And my mission is to do what Jesus says, and it is to please his Father. And when that is my mission, I know that I am going to be growing more spiritually. I know that I will not allow meaningless living to stand in the way. And whenever I'm tempted to find myself being involved in doing things that really are meaningless, that really don't lead more toward me growing in relationship with God, I begin to question and say, okay, is this really of any eternal value? Is this really going to help me to be and to grow more into who God wants me to be? Is this going to more fulfill the mission in which God has placed in my life to know him, to become like him, and to live like him in the world, to share his good news, to serve those in his name? If these things aren't in line with the mission that God has placed in our hearts as believers, then we have to say at times no to things that may seem like they're great to do. They're things that aren't necessarily sinful in themselves, but knowing that the use of doing these things over and over again begin to hinder us and begin to take us away from the mission in which God has placed in our hearts to live our lives, to know him and to honor him. This is another great, I believe, challenge in my life, this whole meaningless living. But I know when the Spirit of God again brings this conviction to my heart and I begin to question, really, am I living my life with the mission that God has placed in me? It begins to knock down and destroy and really put aside the things in my life that really don't have a mission that would be honoring to God. And I'm convinced that when the Spirit of God brings these things to my mind, it helps me to realize that these walls are built up in my life and that I have built these walls up in my life. He begins to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to let these walls stay there? Are you going to let procrastination and complacency and meaningless living stay there and hinder you from growing in your relationship with me and growing more of who I want you to be? Or are you going to knock down these walls with living a lifestyle that is proactive, that's being obedient right away to the things that I call you to do, with a lifestyle of commitment, being fully committed to doing and obeying all that I am calling you to do so that you can grow in your relationship with me and so that you can grow and be more like me? And am I going to have a mission-minded lifestyle and being like his son Jesus, to live life with the mission so that meaningless living doesn't stand in the way, but that my life is fully committed to a mission that God has placed in me to know him, to become more like him, and to live my life to honor him? So as I think of these three barriers in particular this time, these are the three things I believe that God challenges me to change towards in order to knock down these barriers: a proactive lifestyle, a committed lifestyle, a mission-minded lifestyle. And I guess what I want to share with you right now as I close is this. Are these three things hindering you? And are you changing these three things so that you can knock down these barriers? Are you living a life of being proactive, of not putting off what God is calling you to do to grow spiritually? Or are you living a lifestyle that is committed, that you know in your heart you are fully committed to doing and obeying whatever God wants you to do so that you can grow to be more like him and to know him more? Are you living a lifestyle that has a mission, that you are mission-minded and that you will not allow other things to stand in the way of the mission in which God has given you to know him, to become like him, and to live like him in the world in which you live? These are the challenges that God has given me to knock down these barriers. And I pray that you will accept these challenges that he has given as well, so that there can be nothing standing in the way of you growing to know God, to become more like him, and to live your life to honor him. In the next time that we're together, I'm going to hopefully go through the other three barriers in which we have discussed in the past of fear and heartless living and sinful lifestyles, and talk about the ways in which God has challenged me to knock down those three barriers. So till the next time, I pray this will be our prayer, and this will be our desire, that this will be our lifestyle, and that is to know him more and become more like him. So until the next time, God bless. 'Cause we're serving in his name.
Jesus' name.